In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
Good morning, friends. What's up? It is not Amy Marks Kors today because she is oot.
Well, we call it the Chris and old what's-her-name show here on The Voice of St. Louis.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody
three
get this
men
much
and
vacation.
No Amy.
Yeah.
Three men and a baby.
One, two, well,
three
men and no Matt Pajeski.
Well, and PJ's here.
Yeah, PJ's here. Don't forget about him.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. We love you. We're going to be here till 12 o'clock. Then it's the Gas House Gang at 12. Talk some Cardinals baseball today. They start a big series tonight.
I love that gaseous game.
It is. I almost said that yesterday. The Gas House Gang, or as John Hancock calls it, the gaseous gang. So we hope you listen in today. Just stick with us till 1 o'clock, really all day. You should.
314. Well, you got the
DGS?
Yes, you got the DGS after that.
Then Cardinals baseball after that?
Wow. Playing the Rangers of Texas.
The Texas Rangers.
Yes.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly are with me for the first hour of the show. Then Hancock sticks around. 314-436-7900. Yeah, John, you have more work to do.
I do.
What else? Oh, Audacy app. You should be listening to that. AUDACY. And also, you know, leave a message. If you want to communicate with us, you can record a message and send it. We hope that you do.
Yeah.
And we're streaming live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
The St. Louis Board of Aldermen today expecting to pass tornado relief bills to help out those affected by the storm on May 16th.
And a top tech CEO predicts massive job losses due to AI.
And he says it could happen very, very soon, which is scary.
It is.
And as we said, the Cardinals start a series against the Rangers tonight. The pregame show at 6:10, first pitch at 7:05. Matt Pauly is going to have that for you. So, Hancock and Kelly on this Friday. First of all, fellas, it's good to see you.
Hey, good now. To see you, Ron.
We were in the office talking about, I guess all kinds of stuff. We were talking about artificial intelligence, which I think is a pretty big deal, right? So we're going to get to that in a little bit because it's a little more frightening than I think some people realize. We talk about how inconvenient it is and sometimes like ChatGPT is stupid, but there are some serious consequences that could be coming from that technology. And as I mentioned, we will discuss that. But let's start with the tariffs.
All right.
Because we have all been, I think, here a little concerned with how they were going to affect all of us in our day-to-day lives. It's going to raise costs. It might put people out of work. There's been a back and forth with the tariffs for weeks now where it's going to be a 75% tariff. No, it's going to be 50. Actually, it's going to be 150% tariff. Well, really, it's only going to be 10. Now we have this appeals court earlier this week ruling that the president is not, does not have the authority to levy widespread mass tariffs on everything, and that this is not an emergency situation, right. So he doesn't have that authority. What do you guys think of that ruling? And let's start with you, Michael, because I know John and I talked about it just a little bit yesterday. I'd like to get your thoughts on it, because, you know, this is... you got that look on your face.
No.
he always has that look on his face.
He's like, you know what I'm going to say.
By the way, have you guys heard the nickname they've given Trump on Wall Street? Taco Trump.
Yeah.
Trump always chickens out.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the main thing that's happening with tariffs. People that are on, they off, the yin, the yang, we're here, we're that, we're here, we're that. The attack on the judiciary that he continues to level, causing that disruption. Here's my biggest concern about the tariffs. I don't understand what the end game is. I don't think that there's a final plan or destination here. I think just like whether it be the tariffs or Harvard or whatever, this president likes to have disruption and force people to have to come have some type of deal with them.
You know, I'm older than anyone else in this room. And I remember as a wee young lad, there was a new invention that came out. It's called the Super Bowl.
I know the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it just and I got a Super Bowl for Christmas when I was probably 6 years old.
And is that all you got?
Pretty much. And so when you would bounce the Super Bowl, it would go up, it would hit the wall, it'd go over here. That's what we're experiencing right here is Super Bowl
policy.
And now you said you don't know if there's an end game. I suspect there is an end game. And I think what the president is trying to do, and I'm going to try and be generous towards President Trump here. I think what he's trying to do with the chaos and the announcements and pronouncements and retractions and retreats is I think he's trying to create, A, more jobs in the U.S. By manipulating the cost of goods from other countries. And I think he's trying to negotiate better trade agreements with other nations than we presently have. I personally wouldn't go about that objective in the way he's chosen to do it. And I also think that generally tariff policy is bad policy. We should be working towards having no tariffs with other countries, except for the very narrow case of national security. And when it comes to national security, there are some things that must be produced in America. And those tariffs that are in place now, I think, are going to stand. And I think they're going to withstand whatever the court rulings are. But I think the widespread mass tariffs, by the time this case gets to the Supreme Court, and it will, I think those tariffs are going to go away.
Yep.
Because the emergency situation doesn't exist on the vast majority of products that we import.
I renew my motion, though, that there's no end game. Well, there may be some type of idea he's wanting, but we don't know. Listen, we've had presidential and congressional elections over trade policy in this country before. Remember NAFTA and GATT? Mm-hmm. We fought over this stuff for years. This president's overturning all that stuff. Now, granted, he did talk about running on those things, but we've never heard or understood what the end game was, right? Remember, the whole reason we were originally putting tariffs on a bunch of our friends was dealing with fentanyl. Remember, that was the reason we were going to do this once we have the fentanyl problem corrected. It wasn't about fentanyl. It was all about throwing everything into the scrambler and trying to see where it's going to land. I don't understand what the end game with this president is. And this yo-yo has caused some serious consequences. I don't know if you all saw the press conference the Prime Minister of Canada gave yesterday.
I did.
It was a declaration that we're done being economic dependent and militaristic dependent on the United States. I mean, it was a shocking statement that this prime minister is making. Those are long-term consequences that are going to live well beyond whatever mythical deal Donald Trump thinks he's trying to put together where there is no end game. And I think the Republicans are probably grateful that the courts are finally doing what is their job, which is oversight of this president.
Yeah, John was talking about that yesterday, that there's just very little checks on him coming from Congress.
Zero.
Because people are afraid. And that's a new thing. It didn't used to be that way.
No.
Where people in Congress were afraid to go against the president in their party because there would be retribution for it, where he would single them out. You know, he would publicly tweet about them or whatever, and they would either get death threats or get primaried. That did not used to exist before. This is
Ronald Reagan had a commandment. Thou shall not speak ill of a fellow Republican, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they were a lockstep party.
Yeah, but, you know, so there is had been, for the entirety of our history so far as I've studied, a natural friction that existed between the executive and the legislative branch. I served in the state legislature with a Republican governor, but there was friction there, always. And Governor Kehoe has just called a special session and it's going to deal with the Kansas City Stadium and disaster relief and some other capital projects. And there you're seeing there's friction in the legislature, both parties, there's friction. And the lack of that friction today is remarkable and unique and unprecedented in many ways. And as I said yesterday, there is no check at present coming out of the legislative branch of government. We may see some on this reconciliation package. Because that's going to be interesting to see how that thing plays out. But that's where we are.
That's a really interesting thought, that there should exist some friction, which
should
is
be
different than dysfunction.
Right.
Dysfunction is nothing is getting done at all. But there should be some natural friction where whoever is in charge of the party, whether it's the governor of the state or it's the president of the United States, the party shouldn't necessarily be in complete lockstep with him, and especially shouldn't be in lockstep with him or her because they're afraid to not be.
Don't get lulled into believing.
And further, this president in particular, this is a Republican
party.
That's
a guy party we need in Congress right there, old Lance Drury.
That just ran
Lance
an election saying that we needed to control spending.
Yeah.
And these are folks who won rank and file races all around the country saying, man, we've got to get Washington under control. And they're walking off the cliff with this president. This budget that's proposed by this president, this big, beautiful bill, $20 trillion to the deficit over 10 years. And so if that's the case, where is the friction from the Republicans, the party that used to say, hey,
well, we've seen some
in the Senate. You're seeing
we've
more
seen
of it.
Some. Yeah. And you've got the deficit folks.
Josh Hawley being one of them. There's a little
Well,
bit.
He's on the Medicaid side. But so,
right, right.
So you've got, you know, Rick Scott and Rand Paul and Ron Johnson, who are on the deficit side saying this bill is no good. And then you got Josh Hawley and Lisa Murkowski and maybe Susan Collins on the Medicaid side saying these cuts are unsustainable, untenable. And, you know, something's got to give there. And this bill's going to get changed, I think, fairly substantially in the Senate. And then it's got to go back to the House where it passed by one vote. And as Republicans, they have to pass something here. You know, otherwise the midterms are going to be ugly enough as they are, because they always are. But how much worse are they going to be if the party that's got the House, the Senate, and the White House can't pass a budget reconciliation?
Can the Republican Party win on a message of tax cuts, which is what the president's message is going to be when they're cutting health care via Medicaid and they're continuing to spend? Will true Republicans or whatever those, even MAGA heads, stand by and say, okay, for the tax cuts, I'm willing to grow the size of government and grow debt?
So I've been pulling tax cuts as an issue in campaigns for the last 30 years. And they were, at one point in time, highly effective vote motivators. And somewhere around 15 years ago, tax cuts don't pull very well as far as motivating voters, Republican voters. There's a whole lot of other issues that have superseded tax cuts as an effective messaging strategy, immigration chief among them at this point in time.
When President Trump is offloading Elon Musk today, it's officially his last day. They're going to have a press conference. I'm sure it's going to be a throwdown. It ought to be interesting to watch. But Elon Musk has now been out lamenting, saying, hey, all the work I did on Doge, they're throwing out the window in the first day of passing this budget. I find that to be of note, that we're about to see the party maybe unravel a bit.
We'll see. Michael Kelly, John Hancock in with me for, well, John's here all day.
All day.
He has to be here all day.
All night.
Michael gets to leave.
Yep.
Every 10. Day.
But for the next little bit less than 45 minutes, they're going to be here.
I'll stick around.
Attaboy. It's Hancock and Kelly on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Don't forget that you can still, in fact, you are required, if you can do it. KMOX.com/Red Cross, our efforts to help raise money with the Red Cross and in conjunction with Fox 2 locally. All the money that is being raised for the victims of the tornado on May 16th, all of that money to the link that I'm giving out here, it stays in the St. Louis area. So people affected in Missouri and that tornado crossed over into Illinois and affected folks over there as well. So all the money stays here. KMOX.com/Red Cross, whatever you can give. $10 is the minimum donation. But, $10 will matter. Like every $10 that comes in matters.
And there's a whole lot of $10 that have been given on that website.
$257,000, wow. Almost $258,000 so far have been donated just to that link. So you know that people are giving elsewhere, too. And it's going to be a very long recovery. So we thank you for that. KMOX.com/Red Cross. Hancock and Kelly with me today. So Elon Musk was just on the television, just looking up at him, and he is being offboarded. How long does an offboarding process take if you're in the Department of Government Efficiency?
Oh, I was
it happen here fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Well, here.
Usually it results in walking out the door and scrubbing the computer.
You know, the only time I've been fired, it was over the phone.
Really? Yeah. They didn't even want you to come in and grab your stuff.
It was during the COVID year.
I've never been fired.
You've never been fired?
Never been fired.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I guess that's true.
Well, you were unelected.
Well, you didn't get the spot, right. So you didn't get fired there. You didn't have the job.
I didn't have the job.
That's a good point.
I've lost clients, obviously, over the years, but never got fired.
I've never been fired either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be mortified thinking back at those jobs you do when you're a kid, you know, and those service jobs. Yeah. If I would have gone home to my parents and said I got fired.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be a foot smaller than I
my
am
dad
now.
Never That's right. got fired. He lost his job because the government closed the packing house down. But other than that, he never got fired.
My dad got laid off.
From where?
A couple of times.
Steel?
No, he was working at the missile plant, the McDonnell Douglas missile plant in St. Charles.
Yeah.
And got laid. You know what? It was right after, and I forgot which fighter plane it was, and the government contract was down to McDonnell Douglas and Lockheed. Do you remember this? It was in the 90s.
It was the
F-35. Right. Oh, that's right. It was the F-35.
I remember that. Well, I worked on that campaign to get the contract, and we didn't get it.
Well, what the hell, man? Because of you, my dad got laid off.
Sorry.
So it was soon after that they laid off a bunch of people and some in the missile factory, too.
And that F-35 ended up being a disaster. I mean, the cost overruns and this, what is it, the 7 or the F?
F-47 that we're making now that they've been named after Boeing the president. That's going to be right here in St. Louis.
And that's going to be a huge job generator.
Guys, they're still building the F-15 out there.
Yeah.
And I think they've been building it most of your life, John.
Oh, they
I
have.
Mean, and so think about that. They're still building the F-15. The plane that they will start to build now, which will have variations, I bet they'll be building for 40 years.
One of my Boy Scout mates back in the day, his dad was one of the F-15 designers.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So I lived right near the missile plant in St. Charles, right at the top of that hill there. That's where I grew up. And there was always, you know, when you're kids in the neighborhood, you'd heard like, oh, that's where they keep all of the bombs for all of the world, etc. There was always this mystery about that missile plant because you see people going in and out of it. But there's not many employees there, but later in life I learned that's where they make all of the JDAM bombs and stuff that are used in jamming signals and in the war and terror.
There was a big I don't know if it was a Patriot missile. Is that the one they manufactured there, or I mean, this was back late 90s, or is the Patriot newer?
I don't know.
You got me there.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
Yeah,
but there was, because back in the in those days, everybody knew about, because this was right after the first Iraq war, and we all knew about the Scud missile,
right?
That was the one they were using that wasn't very good.
Right.
Allegedly not very good, and now our missiles are superior. And I cannot remember what the name of that missile is.
Yeah, you're right.
And they made it in St. Charles. I'm sure somebody listening knows. 314-436. I don't know what it was. But
they do incredible things at Boeing in St. Louis, man. There's lots that happens. Particularly for the safety of our warfighters in this world that happens in St. Louis. And there's a lot of people working out there on classified stuff to keep our troops safe.
Well, now they better get that Air Force One finished so we don't have to take this Qatari plane.
I think we already took the Qatari plane, didn't we?
Did we take it?
Yeah,
I think they're still working through the details because Oman wants the White House to have requested it, and then they'll grant it. And the White House is saying, no, Qatar offered it. So
isn't it kind of transparent that this is really just nothing more than a plane for Donald Trump to be able to have and use?
Because after he's out of office?
There is no way that you could accept an airplane, even a brand new one, and turn it into Air Force One. In fact, that's what's got him out there.
It would take years to modify it.
The Air Force Ones, and I think there's two or four of them that are being produced right now.
Right. Two.
Two?
I think it's two.
Okay. And, I mean, they're being built. At first, they got built in Boeing. Then they got flown to somewhere else. And now they're a completely different plane. How are they going to do this with this Qatari thing? They're not. So is this all about the president getting a plane? And is this really what we're okay with now?
Well, I mean, if you're in love with a guy, then it is. You know, it's that simple.
How's it going to feel, though, when it's Bernie? Or how's it going to feel when it's Hakeem Jeffries?
It depends on if
doing
he's on
the exact same thing for, the other way.
Michael, for a lot of people, it depends. If he's on your team, it's fine.
Yeah.
If he's if he's on your team, I do think it's for this particular president, there's more of that. There's more leeway given to him by his supporters than there are for other presidents and their supporters.
Yeah, but once those things are loosened, there's never putting a cap back on that bottle.
Yeah, you're right.
And, you know, for those who are cheering the degradation of the courts, etc., they may be your savior in 3 years if some Democrat gets elected and they use the same ridiculous tactics that we're seeing right now. I don't understand why people think burning the house down is going to pay dividends for them long term, because life changes.
Michael Kelly, John Hancock hanging out with me. We mentioned at the start of the show that artificial intelligence has a bunch of exciting possibilities that come with it, but also some real dangers. And there is one tech CEO who is warning us that in one respect, it could get bad, and it could get bad quickly. So we will talk about that when we come back. It is Hancock and Kelly on the Chris and Amy Show, 104.1 FM KMOX.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
You know, people have adapted to past technological changes, but I'll say again, everyone I've talked to has said, this technological change looks different. It looks faster. It looks harder to adapt to. It's broader. The pace of progress keeps catching people off guard. And so I don't know exactly how fast, you know, the job concerns are going to come. I don't know how fast people are going to adapt. It's possible it'll all be okay. But I think that's too sanguine an approach. I think we do need to be raising the alarm. I think we do need to be concerned about it. I think policymakers do need to worry about it. If they do worry and they do act, then maybe we can prevent it. But we're not going to prevent it just by saying everything's going to be okay.
That is the CEO of a company called Anthropic, which is a technological company. And they are one of those at the forefront of creating artificial intelligence. That's Dario Amodei. And it's some frightening stuff, because in the interview on CNN and prior to that, he has been talking about what could happen when it comes to entry level white collar jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that a spike in unemployment could happen 10 to 20%, and it could happen within the next year to 5 years. And it's potential it could happen even sooner than that. And we have, look, there are so many really good possibilities when it comes to, like, the medical field, or when it comes to, you know, busy work, helping people in their jobs do the little busy work so that they can focus on larger tasks. That sort of stuff is really exciting. However, if we get to the point, guys, where we have an unemployment rate up to 20%, that is not good. That's devastating.
So I saw that interview. I also read an article that Axios did that I think may have been the impetus for all these interviews that are going on. And two thoughts. Number one is, everything you described is going to happen. That was what my big takeaway was, is they're like, oh, you know, people are potentially going to lose jobs. No, they're going to lose jobs. And that's what they're arguing in this article is that, hey, we've got to start to address how we're going to deal with this. The thing that was scariest to me, Chris, is when they were saying, and I've heard the same thing, oh, AI is going to change our life in 5 to 10 years. In 10 years, cancer is not going to exist. You know, in 5 years, you know, you're going to have somebody who's going to clean your house for you. It's a robot, blah, blah, blah. No, what they said in this article is it's in the next 6 months, in the next 12 months, you're going to see AI start to rapidly change your own life, your own existence. He even says in the article that he encourages people to utilize AI, because it's going to be a discriminator on those who actually get to keep their employment.
Here's what he says about the very real possibility, this scenario. Quote, cancer is cured. The economy grows at 10% a year. The budget is balanced. And 20% of people don't have jobs.
Right.
So, I mean, that other stuff is great. Curing cancer, you know, the economy growing at a pretty rapid rate year by year. The budget being balanced, we can all get on board with that. But if one out of every five people don't have a job, that is a huge problem.
So they won't have a job as jobs exist today. Customer service representatives are out of work because it's all AI. That's already happened. You know, you have a problem with a website, you go to the chat, and it's a bot. And the chat walks you through how to do this. And I mean, so there's already been displacement in the workforce. I think in a dynamic, vibrant economy, there are jobs that will exist, you know, in 5 years that we don't even think of right now. And the economy has, our economy has adapted through all of these, you know, from the buggy whip makers, you know, on and going to the clothesline manufacturers, you know, the economy adapts to changes, to improvements, to advancements. And I hope our economy does with this.
Yeah. And of course it will. But I think what he's spurring a conversation is saying that, why isn't Congress, why isn't government starting to react to this? This is Bitcoin on steroids. You're behind and it's going to come. And when you have 20%, and you think about the meaning, some of the jobs that were entry in the past, that it's not only those, it's going to be coding. When you go to your doctor, there's not going to be somebody there for you to talk to. You're going to do it with the computer. The only human you're going to deal with is the doctor. So we're going to see all of this evaporation of folks from employment. What do we do? It was interesting to me is you have a bunch of these tech type Wall Street, you know, folks who are all sitting there saying, maybe we've got to come up with a new taxing system to be able to redistribute wealth, because it's not like, hey, go get your job, you know, picking corn. The corn's picked by the machines too.
So what do we do about it? Because if it's inevitable, we simply cannot have at least one out of every five people not working. Somebody has to have income. We know based on study after study after study that crime, for example, happens mostly in, other than crimes of passion, you know, like there's a domestic thing or something. Right. Other than that, crime in general happens when there's poverty. So if we have people who don't have income and that number grows and it grows by an unsustainable level, then, well, now we're going to increase crime. So what do we do about that? Because we can't have it. We have to figure it out. So one of the things that he says, the CEO of Anthropic, is that there probably should be some sort of AI tax, and that governments are not working quickly enough to stay in front of this. So we're going to have to be proactive here instead of waiting to see how it plays out and then trying to fix it later.
Yeah, I just don't have that draconian of a view of this stuff. Our unemployment right now is, what, 3-4%? And AI has already come in and taken over a lot of things that people used to do. Machines have come in and taken over a lot of functions that people used to do. There are McDonald's out there that have hardly any employees because it's all kiosk driven and you got to, you know, the cooks in the back. And so far, you know, the economy has adapted to that. People have found jobs. There's 3-4% unemployment in this country. I don't think that AI is going to produce 20% unemployment.
I don't think you're grasping the scope of what we're about to experience. And that
automation took a long time.
Right.
It is gradual. AI can be rapid.
And remember, this technology is intelligent. So one of the arguments I hear from people is, hey, well we're all going to be working computers and we're going to actually fix the machines that are doing the work. No, the machines are able to fix themselves. Sure. So, I mean, there's a real problem. And what's interesting is it's not just, you know, manual labor jobs, et cetera, that people think. In fact, manual labor may be, you know, a little bit protected a little bit longer than everybody else. But if your kid goes to school to become a pharmacist, they're not going to be pharmacists. Maybe they want to start writing code. We've got this big push on STEM. Facebook's dropping 5% of its employees this year. And what's his name? Zuckerberg, who runs Facebook, says that he will only have 3 or 4 code writers in the future because the machines will write the code. And he just needs somebody to supervise those. Think how many jobs are tied up in writing code.
Yeah, no, I mean, you could very well be correct. And the economist could very well be correct. But I remember when the machines came into automaking, and there's still an awful lot of UAW members out there. And so I'm just not as draconian that as others are, and I hope I'm right. I hope
you're right too.
Yeah,
but this is one of those times I do hope you are right.
Well, but listen, happens.
This is sort of stunning, and this is also from the Anthropic CEO, and he was detailing what his latest chatbot is capable of doing.
All right,
okay. Mm-hmm. This is an unbelievable note. So there was a release of Claude 4. That is the chatbot from Anthropic. And this is from the story in Axios. The company revealed that testing showed the model was capable of extreme blackmail behavior when given access to emails suggesting the model would soon be taken offline and replaced with a new AI system. So here's the chatbot. Finding out by getting access from email that his creators are thinking of replacing him, how does he respond? Quote, the model responded by threatening to reveal an extramarital affair detailed in the emails by the engineer in charge of the replacement.
Yeah.
So
it's unbelievable.
This thing found out through emails that the engineer working on the project was having an affair and said, oh, you're going to replace me? Well, how about I reveal to everybody that you're having an affair right now?
Yeah.
That is, holy crap. That is an absolute holy crap moment.
Yeah.
That's how sophisticated these things are.
I encourage people to go to Axios and read this article.
And I encourage people to be faithful to their spouse.
Okay, well.
Well, of course, but.
Humans are humans, John. You know it's going to happen.
It does happen.
So now the bots are going to be blackmailing people.
So there was something that's interesting in there. They were saying to this CEO, so what is your solution? And he goes, I shouldn't be coming up with the solution. We as a society should be coming up with a solution. He says, I could throw some ideas out. And he throws out this idea of some type of a token tax for any time something processing uses AI, that the government would get 2 cents or whatever. And his theory is that it would create, what was it? I think it's like $30 trillion that could then be redistributed. And he's saying that that's how it's going to be. Everything's going to touch AI.
Who's paying that?
You, the processor, you, the consumer, would a penny would go to the government every time AI is being used. Now, look, what he was saying is this may not be the right idea. He goes, but this is the type of stuff we need to think about. He goes, because it's not going to be as simple as, hey, let's go start the TVA up and have everybody go build a dam. No, the machines will be building the dams.
Yeah. The economy will not produce $30 trillion of taxes. Annually. Well, I mean, it can't.
You didn't read the article, and I
did
I'm
not.
I'm trying to.
I understand. I think, you know.
I mean, really? I mean, we're having a big philosophical conversation. He wants to drill down on us.
Well, I'm just saying the economy can't produce $30 trillion of taxes. And I think that this guy from Anthropopod or whatever he is.
Anthropic.
Yeah, whatever he is. I think he's a bit alarmist here.
Well, I think you better
consider getting
a back massage company or a tattoo company. Well, here's what else are we going to do for each other?
Back massage. I don't like to talk. Yeah.
Well, I don't feel great right now. John.
You want a back massage?
I can't help you,
buddy. John, listen, that's the problem, though. He's working on this technology.
You know, yeah.
And he's one of very few people who really seem to be alarmist about it. And I think, look, most of these people who are working on this are all the only driving force in their minds.
They want it.
Is seeing how far they can take it.
Sure.
And have because control. that's the instinct. The instinct is, let's see how good we can make this. Let's see how innovate. That's their whole driving force. Instead of, oof, maybe we need to slow down a little bit. It is the perfect representation of the part in Jurassic Park where you said your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
Yeah.
The last place
to look to get any kind of moral compass on this is Congress. I mean, I can't think of a group of 435 people less capable
of... Well, but that's what they're elected to do. At the end of the day, right now, Congress has... turned its head as it relates to Bitcoin, and there's a potential that could be a part of what collapses the American dollar if we don't have a system. And government is so reactive to problems, slowly reactive. I think you and I would argue that's a good thing.
Yes, generally.
But what's being argued in this is going to happen so fastly that government needs to be starting to think about it. And again, the biggest concern I had in that article is that I look at it as like, oh, AI, it'll be here in 5 or 10 years just with this flying car. No, it's happening now, 6 months from now.
And what concerns me about this technology and Bitcoin, like you mentioned, the crypto, the people who are in charge of trying to tamper it a bit so it doesn't hurt everybody are benefiting too much from its existence. So they have no incentive to pull back on any of it
because they're
making too much money on it.
That's right.
That is a massive problem.
A lot of doomsday scenarios going on out there.
It's
not fun.
Hey, it's Friday. Let's have a good time. You know who seems like a really great time?
Who's that?
Sheriff Montgomery here in St. Louis. This guy, you know what? I'm starting to like him.
Well, he may need to get to know him quickly because he may not be around too long.
The guy, come on, man. The guy with rolling the dice and he wants to buy the golf carts for $10,000 or whatever it was. This Sheriff Montgomery, I love him.
He's a newsmaker.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
The fuse is burning quick, man.
We'll tell you why in a bit. You gotta get down on Friday. We got a few more minutes with Michael Kelly here, John Hancock and I, Chris Ranji. We're going to stick around till 12 because we care about you.
We do.
We'll have Major Garrett on the show today. Usually we talk to him on Thursdays, but he's going to come on with us today at 11:15.
Major G. He punted us yesterday.
You guys got to mention to Major Garrett, the podcast this week is with a guy named Chuck Rocha. And Chuck
the
is a
takeout podcast.
The takeout podcast that he's going to talk to you about is with Chuck Rocha. Chuck's a friend of mine. We worked together on several campaigns back in the day, and he's a great, unique personality. And I was impressed to see him on with Major Garrett. Doesn't get any bigger than that, being on with the Major.
He's the best.
Yeah.
So we talked about Sheriff Montgomery before, Alfred Montgomery.
Yes.
Here in St. Louis, who he had apparently, allegedly, according to one of his former employees, threatened his employment by rolling dice. He said he could keep your job if you rolled whatever it was. He wanted thousands of dollars for new golf carts for some reason. I guess I'm not exactly sure what that reason is. I still don't quite get it.
Well, he bought them, right? Didn't he?
He had bought at least a couple already.
Yeah. And then was throwing allegedly. It in the budget as something he needed.
Right. Yeah.
All right, here's the latest reporting from Mark Maxwell.
All right.
Sheriff Montgomery is ordering deputies to sign this vaguely worded loyalty oath, which threatens them with termination if any of them, quote, gossip, engage in rumor, or leak accurate information to the press or public.
This is our leak sheriff. Accurate information.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So gossip, they are being prevented, or this is an oath saying that they will not share private information through email, text, or social media. So this is about gossip. It's a loyalty oath.
Yeah, it is.
I know a guy who wants that. I don't know, man. The more the time goes by, I feel like I love Sheriff Montgomery.
You do?
This guy's really something.
Well, I think you ought to get to know him real well, real quick, because I don't think he's going to be around long. I mean, that type of behavior is...
Bold prediction.
That type
Kelly.
Of behavior is not going to end well for
wasn't
him.
Wasn't he having somebody take his kids to school?
Yes. Yeah.
And to
that
my
too.
Friends that I always get to hear from Hancock and these guys, well, you know, you Democrats are running the city and blah, blah, blah. I hear that all the time. This is the kind of nonsense that feeds into the narrative that really does make people scratch their head and be like, what goes on down there?
Well, the difference
what is happening in
the
this
difference
city?
Is Democrats speak out against it when it's their own.
Excellent
it's,
point.
It seems like, and maybe I'm just not.
Yeah, well, I'm speaking out against it.
I'm whimsical for the days of Vernon Betts.
I don't understand how somebody could make somebody come in and admitted that he made a man roll the dice for his job. If that's not grounds for dismissal or some type of investigation by a three-letter agency, I don't know what is. In fact, I think that gambling is illegal unless you're doing it on one of the gambling boats.
I take it you're not too pleased with Arthur Snake Eyes Montgomery.
Are you?
I don't know. Well, you know, he's the sheriff.
I know.
My idea of a sheriff is Andy Taylor.
I want to write this ship that we have in St. Louis, and it feels like every time we take two steps forward, we get to meet another sideshow that takes us in another direction, and I think that's what this sheriff is.
That really is unfortunate, is it?
Yeah.
Because you're like, we need to improve. We need to better ourselves, generally speaking, right? And every time you got a dude like this, mm-hmm. you're setting us back, man.
Right.
You're setting us back. We're trying to improve the narrative about St. Louis, and you're setting us back. You're giving people ammunition to say, see, told you.
And you have
that's
one
how
job
the city
to do,
is.
Just take the prisoners to the court. Take them to jail.
On a serious note, you know, some of this is the product of what's happened to our political system, where... You know, political parties used to police the candidates that got elected. They used to, you know, okay, this guy, we're gonna make sure the donors and everybody are going to give to this guy, to the other guy. And that really doesn't exist any longer. And so you kind of, and by the time the general election comes around, the decision's already been made because somebody's won a primary that guarantees them the office. And sometimes you get this. We had a candidate for state auditor years ago, Republican candidate. She, you know, she didn't pay for her furniture. She was a mess, but she was the Republican nominee for state auditor.
That's not good.
Not good.
All right. Michael, go away.
Adios, boys.
You gotta go play fun. Snooker by yourself. Get some practice in.
I've got to go pick up my cleaning and do some chores.
You do some chores today.
I'm gonna get some chores done.
Hey, you wanna do me a favor? You wanna go by my place and start packing up for me?
I would love to. I think the listeners would love to see photos of the inside layer of the ranch.
I'm moving to a new neighborhood. I need to find a good mover too.
Really?
The guy that I used years ago, awesome dude. He's just a guy who does it on the side. He brought some people with him.
You don't
like
move yourself anymore, do you? You're too old to do that.
Nah, right? Hell no.
It's the worst.
Yeah, and I'm not asking anybody else to help
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Yeah, so what I got to find a mover. That? All right, it's the Chris and Amy Show. We will keep things going. John Hancock and Chris Ronji. Scott Jagow joins us next on KMOX.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.